Hi there, I'm Ashley Selman, and welcome to the Evolution Trainers podcast, Healthy is Happy. Our goal is to provide you with the latest health and fitness information so that you can be informed to make decisions to optimize your health and ultimately your happiness. Hey everyone, welcome to our Evolution Trainers podcast. Today I'm here with Pete DePiro. And Pete and I are going to be talking about a business topic for personal trainers. We're going to be talking about how to run a profitable, successful business as a personal trainer. And, you know, being the owner of Evolution for 12 years now and working with a lot of different trainers, I think what we see out there is often fantastic trainers who are really good at their skill of being a trainer, but aren't as familiar with the business side of things. And there's not a lot of great resources out there to learn how to run a smooth operating, successful, profitable business as a trainer. So we wanted to kind of put our heads together and share some of our insights over our 20 plus years careers of things you can do as a trainer to really maximize your business. So Pete, tell us a little bit, kind of what are your thoughts on why should a trainer really care about setting up their business in, you know, the best way possible?
I think the biggest one is obviously the bottom line. You're trying to make a living. You're trying to support yourself, support your family, whoever it may be, out of a job that a lot of us choose out of passion. It's something we like to do. It's something we want to do, but we need to recognize that as a business, it's a service business. We're working for a wage. Depending on where you are, where we are, we're in a very expensive cost of living place relative to the country. So you need to find a way to craft a living and a business out of something that you're passionate about doing. So I think that's the biggest thing. And then once you get into it, if you are doing it relatively successfully, it becomes about optimizing your time, optimizing your energy. We want to be training. We want to be working with our clients. We don't want to be sitting at our desk in front of our computer dealing with lots of administrative stuff. That's not the nature of the work. So the more efficient systems we can have in place as independent business people, then the smoother our business will be, and the more time we get to spend with our clients in the gym or outdoors and doing the things that
I
we
love
need
it.
To do.
I love two things you just said there. One, that you know, it's a business of passion, doing things that we're passionate about, helping clients. And I do think that's why a lot of trainers don't end up focusing on the business side, because they're passionate about training. Mm-hmm. And that's where their focus is, and that's what they get excited about. And I also think the kind of barrier of starting the business, which can feel overwhelming, sort of like they just keep putting it off, not recognizing that if you spend some time up front, it's actually going to save you a ton of time down the road. So I think to your point of setting up some organized systems, which actually will end up saving you time, but you have to invest a little bit of time up front to reap that benefit.
Right. And I think you can also speak to the point with this facility and all the years that it's been in business, because even though it's a fitness related business, it's a different job. Opening a training facility doesn't mean that you're training. So it's a whole different skill set. It's a whole different set of tools you need to acquire. And so there's a learning curve that you need to put yourself on that's different from the curve for being that fitness professional, being the trainer. So it's a different job, essentially.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to do it if you're going to be operating independently. If you're an employee somewhere, you can just go in and do the work and not worry about the rest of it. But if you're going to be functioning independently, you need to have the business skill set, and then you need to have the skill set that's required for our trade.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that we always have tried to do as a business at Evolution, is help trainers, especially those trainers who have come from being an employee, help them make that leap to be an independent trainer and help them set themselves up successfully so that they can reap the benefits of being independent, which really is ultimately making more money, mm-hmm. as well as having control over, you know, your schedule and how you want to coach. So there are a ton of benefits about being independent, but I think there's that scary, how do mm-hmm. I get started?
Right.
So jumping into some nuts and bolts, which we'll just cover a little bit today. Tell me if you had some, like a top one or two suggestions for a trainer wanting to get started as an independent contractor, what would you suggest they do to set themselves up for success?
I think there's a few sort of broad categories. You and I have discussed them before. One is you need to get your business entity set up, maybe explore whether or not it's easiest and most efficient to be a sole proprietor versus incorporating. You need to get your business license. You ideally, for some of the other areas that we're going to talk about, want to create separation between personal and business. So it's ideal to set up a business bank account, to set up a business credit card, so you can have your finances operate independently. And it'll be a lot easier to manage your business life and your personal life, and you won't have them commingling.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a simple thing once it's set up, because I think a lot of trainers don't even think about that. They just, everything is going in the same account. And then when it becomes time for taxes or becomes time for figuring out how much money they've made, it is a nightmare to kind of go through and figure out what was what. But if you set it up from the beginning, it actually becomes very simple. And I like that what you said about having a credit card. Everything gets run on there, and you get, even get those summaries at the end of the year with what you've been spending money on. So it makes it quite easy. So getting your business set up kind of officially from the beginning, I think that's a great tip on getting started. And then from there, what would be one of your top suggestions for how having some professional or consistent business practice could actually help you increase revenue, since that's really the bottom line of what we're trying to get to?
One of the simple ones that comes to mind is, whether you learn as you go or you figure it out up front, it is setting your overall business policies and practices, but particularly setting your billing policies and practices and structure, so that you know how you want to go about billing your clients, how you're going to go about receiving payment. You have systems in place for that, and you've thought through a system that is fair to both you and the client, but is also optimal for creating the stability that you might want being in a business like ours, that again is a service business where you're working for a wage, but it's also tends to be an hourly wage where people can and will cancel regularly. So you may or may not be dealing with really erratic revenue if people are canceling regularly, and you have not factored that into your billing processes and approach. Somehow you need to try and manage that so that you can rest easy in a week where several people have canceled and all of a sudden you've lost several hours of work.
Well, you have definitely gotten to be known, at least around Evolution, as sort of the guy who started the monthly billing policy. And I've been talking to other studios. I spoke at Diakati a couple months ago about it, and I'm speaking out in the industry more about it. And it's interesting how new of a concept it is, even though we've been doing it for years. But that really developing, most trainers, I think, are just used to selling a session, or maybe they'll sell a package of sessions, but there's really no guarantee on when those sessions are going to be used, or a guarantee of consistency with those sessions, which the monthly billing practice does. I mean, it increased my revenue by probably 20% just in taking cancellations off the books and having our clients be more accountable and committed to their sessions, which ultimately is why they're paying us, is for a big part is for accountability.
Right.
So I do think that is a great one to educate people more on how they can use it and how it really is fair to both parties. And so that's something we'll definitely go in more depth when we have our business practice workshop here at Evolution. But for today's purposes, to finish up for today, what would you say then, if that's a way to increase revenue, is to have a good billing system that's fair to you and the client and helping with cancellations? Are there any sort of cost-saving tips that you would give to a trainer that would actually help increase income, but basically by saving money specifically on taxes as an independent contractor?
Right. I think a lot of it is tax-related. There are other things, going back to the setting your billing policies and structures. A trainer has to decide whether or not they want to take credit cards, which means having a merchant account, which means a lot of fees. It can accumulate over the year to be quite a bit if you're going to be taking credit cards. So a trainer has to decide if they're willing to do that. And in this day and age, with these different simple money transfer systems that we have between PayPal and Venmo, and then Zelle between the banks, where people can just send you money easily, and the classic writing a check, it may not be necessary in this day and age to take credit cards. And then you touched on it, the tax approach, and that's gaining an understanding of what all the different categories are where you can take deductions for your business, but also some of it can be thoughtful approaches to what you're doing. So one of the things that we've often talked about is when you go get your business license, it might be wise to consider getting your business license for your home and having an office in one of the rooms in your home, so that you then technically have a home office. You technically have a home-based business, so you may create a series of deductions based on that, whether it's writing off the square footage or space in your house that's used for the home office. Some, that fraction of your utilities may potentially be deductible. And then you're also establishing your home as the base for your business. So if you need to drive anywhere, if you need to drive to the gym every day to train, those commuting miles could become deductible, whereas typically my understanding would be that your commute to and from work, even if you're independent, is not deductible. But once you're driving around within the workday, that becomes deductible mileage and auto expenses. But if home is where your business is, then anytime you leave, it becomes deductible mileage, and then the associated car expenses and things like that. So if you're clever about something like that, you can really maximize your deductions.
And that it really is like one of the biggest advantages of being independent is the ability to have write-offs and expenses as legitimate parts of your business that wouldn't be if you're an employee somewhere. So I think just by, as you said, doing one thing of setting up your business license with a home address, which technically, if you're an independent contractor, you can train multiple places. Your home is your hub. All those write-offs that come along with that, I mean, that's thousands, particularly over $10,000 a year of write-offs easily from just that one move that you just said.
And yeah, it could very well be.
Yeah. So I think those are the type of things that are so great for trainers to learn about, because it's really not hard to set up. It's just giving it the forethought, setting it up correctly, and then it doesn't really take much time to just reap the benefits of that down the road. But I think there's a lot of trainers that just don't even haven't been exposed to know to do that yet. So that's why I think this information is so helpful. And the credit card fees, that was interesting to bring up, because I've always actually recommended people do credit cards, because of once you get people set up, you can do the auto billing and it becomes automated. But it's actually been recently that I've started rethinking that, because there are so many now easy ways to pay. So as long as it's simple, you can collect money quickly, it's not a big hassle to get from the client. They're not having to be hassled by it, so it becomes a very easy thing to engage with, kind of this recurring revenue. Then I think you're right, there are some other options out there these days.
Right. And it's an easy way to potentially give yourself a little raise. You know, if you go from last year I took credit cards to this year I'm not, and you save thousands of dollars in expenses, then you may very well give yourself a little bit of a raise that year without it needing to be, all right, I'm raising my rates within my business. So
that's great. Well, I don't know if you guys can tell, but I love talking about this topic. And Pete's always my go-to business guy here at Evolution, because he's very strategic and very thoughtful, runs a really professional business and has been so for over 15 years now. Pete and I go way back. And we're going to be hosting a free workshop at Evolution Trainers on March 13th for any trainer who's independent or even who is thinking about becoming independent. We're going to go through some of these topics. We're going to go a little deeper on these topics, and we'll also be taking questions. And really, our goal is just to help trainers be able to run a successful, profitable business so they can continue doing what they love for years to come and have a successful career. So we hope we can join you there. But if not, hopefully today was helpful. And thanks so much for your time, Pete. Always love talking to you.
Thanks for the chat.